眾論壇主持曾宇恆。
我哋继续重温大湾交通税公投论坛，而家一齐听一下观众嘅提问啦。
好，现在有请第一位观众，您好。
Hello. I had a 6 yes or no question asked for the yes compass guest speaker. The first is, do you think the TransLink is inefficiency, not efficient in its performance?
Okay. 不如你問曬你嘅問題。Let's complete your questions first, and then we'll throw that to the panelists.
Okay.
Yes, please. Just carry on with all the questions you have.
Yeah. All the questions. Okay. The first is, do you think TransLink is inefficiency in its past performance? Do you think it wastes a lot of our tax money in its management fee? Do you think its management is very poor? Do you think the TransLink has a structural defect?In the TransLink structure, for example, its directors no responsibility or no liability for the public and for the any government committees or officials. Do you think if TransLink incapable to achieve the vision of the point the congestion to improve the congestion after we invest our 0.5 PST on the TransLink?
Okay.
I want your yes and no answer, and then I will speak my comment again.
Okay. Thank you for the question. So I'll direct the questions to either Mayor Moore or Ellen. Maybe Mayor Moore?
Yeah.
Let Mayor
take over. Sure. So,On the first question about TransLink efficiency and running the system, we need to look at some of the facts, right? 99.8% of TransLink service is on time. 76% of the people like using the system. The challenge with the system is it's overcrowded. There's too many people that want to use it, and that's why we need to look to add more services. We need to look at how we're growing as a region to ensure that we're putting...the money where it goes so that we can accommodate the growth. We just have to look out the window here at TransLink and the bringing in of the Canada line and how successful that is and how the integration has happened around that.
我可以很负责跟你讲，我们的 TransLink 的所谓的管理的效率是非常低的。但是我们现在其实我们这么做是不对的，双方都有交集。我们整个谈这问题谈了五大问题，我们只是在第三个问题上有分歧。第一个我们先谈是投资的决策。大伙都觉得应该去加强我们的这个所谓运输联网的建设，这都没有疑问，大伙都同意。这是第一个我们投资的这个投资决策，第二个是我们所谓的融资的决策，大伙也觉得是应该有钱来支持这种，对不对？第三个才是我们所谓建设的决策，这个时候我们基本也同意，可以进行公共部门的建设，可以私营部门建设，还有可能是公司合作的建设。最关键一点是第四个决策，就是谁来运行。谁来管理？谁能更好地负责我们的钱的管理？这是我们大家伙不同的地方，而这个地方是第四个了。现在我们投票是第一个问题和第二个问题，是不是要建设？是，是不是需要钱？是。好了，如果这是我们都一样的话，我们应该坐在一起哈，我们应该说 yes。但是如何把它管理好，这是第四个问题。投票不涉及第四问题，这是非常遗憾的问题。We don't have very efficient TransLink management.But we're not talking about TransLink now. We're talking about investing decision, financing decision, management decision, operating decision, and transfer decision. So the yes or no is for the first three decisions. So if we say, yes, we should have the TransLink, we should have the finance it, we are together. The difference is we just don't like the TransLink, all the management efficiency that they should improve.That is no question at all.
Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to be here because I'm one of these citizens in Lower Mainland for 40 years. So I have seen lots of changes. And I saw Jordan and KK, I agree with you more than anything. I have seen so many increases on tax. Everything, I'm a heavy paying tax person. I have a good job. But this tax is very unbearable in Vancouver, especially this is the most expensive city in Canada. So before they can convince me, and they keep on adding the tax, even 0.5%, seems look like a very little amount, but to a very ordinary person, like not having a decent job or a basic salary like $10.25 per hour, this is a lot, and it's a very, very heavy. Overall, I see TransLink did a very poor job. Totally is not satisfactory in the eyes of a public citizen here for so long. I think they have a lot of improvement to be made to gain our trust and confidence in giving out that 0.5% increase in the tax. We are paying too much tax here, so I do not vote. I don't think I can vote for this one, okay? I'm very fair. I listen to both sides already. I don't see anything even in those flyers. It's those are empty saying that you cannot promise anything. So if you ask for 0.5%, how do I know you will do the job to get that
all right, thank
thing,
you. You
know?
Thank you.
So
thank you for that.
I'm saying all I want to say today. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Mayor, you want to take some?
Sure. When we look at this, it's 35 cents a day. That's what it boils down to the average family, right? For me, that's a less cost than sitting in congestion. Congestion will cost you more, financially more than 35 cents a day. Wellness to your family more, that just doesn't seem right to me. If I look back over the last 40 years that you're talking about living here, I'm thankful that that people came before me and made decisions about the Expo line, about the Canada line, about the Millennium line, about building the transportation and transit system we have so that we can get around this region. Could you imagine if they said no to some of those things back then, how bad it would be to get around this region? I think when you look at the overall package and where we're going as a region, we need to make the big decisions. This is a big decision. And about the accountability, the money, this tax will be collected separately. It will be accounted for separately, and it will have to go towards this plan. It cannot go into general revenue. It will be overseen by a third-party group. We've asked Jimmy Pattison to do that. He'll build out a group to make sure that the audit is done correct. He'll report out to the public on what the findings are before we go forward. So we're trying to do our best to ensure that there's accountability in the money that we collect and that's going towards delivering the services that are required for a growing region.
剛才市長回答剛剛那位女士的問題，她說加了這個稅之後，她的負擔大約是每日35仙，而且加了這個公投其實是決定是不是建議中的運輸基建有項目，她說想像一下，如果當年我們是拒絕建這個千禧線、細博線、加拿大線這樣的話，現在的交通擠塞問題會很嚴重，而且這次 公投如果通過的話，這個稅款將會分開來處理，亦都會分開不會進入一般的營運預算，而是直接去到計劃大綱，所以他說這是為未來着想。
我們休息一會，轉頭回來繼續重溫公投論壇。